Federal employee compensation packages are mostly safe for now. A revised budget resolution in the House takes out a lot of the provisions that made federal employees nervous about retirement savings and other provisions. Congress now, though, has an opportunity to kind of step back and take a breath and think about what they want to do next about employee compensation in government. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer of the Department of Homeland Security. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. And Jeff's also the host of the ChiefHRO.com blog. And I note that you write about Public Service Recognition Week. That was last week, and we salute everybody who did a terrific job of talking about federal employees. One of the outgrowths, though, and I was really, I'm really encouraged, Jeff, that you are getting on board with the thing that I wrote about in my commentary on federalnewsradio.com last week about a civilian compensation commission that's similar to the military comp commission. Why do you think that's an idea that has potential to try to tie together some of the loose ends that are floating around there about the workforce right now, Jeff?
Well, it's clear that there are a lot of issues around federal employee compensation. You know, the pay, the benefits, how much of their benefits people pay for. And I think, you know, instead of me going on and on and on about my views, I'd like to ask you a little bit about what you wrote.
Well, you should. It's very self-indulgent for you to interview me on my own show.
I know it is. I don't know who's being self-indulgent, though, you or me.
Well, maybe we both are, and we'll just get over it and get on with it.
This piece that you wrote is really excellent, and you covered some points in there that I thought you described very well, that were really important, and gave us a model, actually, for looking at federal compensation. So why don't you talk a little bit about that model?
Well, I want to say that this is not a setup and that this was your idea to ask me, and I didn't ask you to do that because everybody knows that I have a gigantic, enormous head, and this is doing is just making it even bigger. It's a pretty simple concept. It's taking the Military Comp and Retirement Modernization Commission, using it as a model, not as a direct copy, but as a model to look at the same issues that the Military Comp Commission did, but do it in the civilian workforce and not just for the Department of Defense, but also to use it across government as a whole. And the reason that I think that it would be very significant is because I think it would have the potential to give all of the stakeholders an opportunity to weigh in about what they think is important as far as how comp and retirement should look for a federal employee now and in the future, and not worry so much about the past. I think that's one of the things that the Military Comp Commission did very, very well. They went and talked to everybody everywhere from every viewpoint that they could find. And not everybody likes the results that they got, but everyone does respect the results that they got as being influenced by a very wide diversity of opinion about what military comp should look like. And it strikes me that the federal workforce is entitled to the same thing. They're entitled to have some kind of a solution that's arrived at with the input of the unions, the input of the thought community, like people like you who have been in that the chief human capital officer position and know these issues cold, current Chicos, your colleagues who are still in government, anybody that they can think of whose opinion is instructive and valuable, and then present that to Congress and say, here's what you could do to build a workforce that's useful. And I think it's really impressive how quickly Congress has taken up a lot of the recommendations that the Military Comp Commission has put out there.
One of the things that you wrote about in here was the commission educating its own audience. And I thought that was a really interesting point, that in the process of actually doing their work, they explained why they were doing the work and why it was important and what the results would be. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, what they did was, as they would go to these town hall meetings on military bases and so on, they explained the congressional charter, and they explained that the reason they existed, and they explained how they were going to go about doing their work. And the reason that that's important is because people came away from those conversations thinking, this is not a waste of my time to give these people my feedback. something potentially valuable could happen with this. This is not just going to be another report that gets printed out and put in a binder and sits on a shelf in the Pentagon and nobody pays any attention to it. And I think that's been validated by the response that we've seen both from the Defense Department and the White House, and also from, at least so far, the House Armed Services Committee in their markup of their NDAA for this year.
Yeah, I thought that was very true. One other thing I wanted to mention in here was the employee benefits part of it. You talked about employee benefits and all the questions and the uncertainty and how many federal employees are worried about things like how much of their health insurance they have to pay for, whether their pension is going to be calculated on high five versus high three, and really everything about the benefits package. And one of the things you said in here, I may challenge you a little bit on. Congress should accept or reject each of the recommendations and agree that it will stop jerking employees around year after year.
Mm-hmm.
I love the stop jerking employees around part. I thought that was well said, and frankly, I think being blunt about it and that it's jerking employees around.
That's what's happening right now. Yeah, I mean, all of these things, we just have a couple of seconds left, Jeff, and I really appreciate you asking me these questions, but that's what's happening right now, and you and I have discussed it on many occasions, and I really think that the federal workforce is owed that respect from Congress to say, here's what your deal is going to be from here on out, and we're not going to go through this every year. We're out of time, Jeff, but thank you very much, as always, for the thoughtful, today it's questions instead of statements.